Welcome, Jonathan. And now, here's your host for tonight, Michael Cervini.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, all of our listeners. Welcome to It's All in the Stars with our well-noted, very good friend and the best astrologer in the world, Mr. Hassan Jaffer.
How are you, Michael?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
What a great day we've been having in Toronto.
Weather-wise, for sure.
Yes.
Can't complain about the weather. We had winter last week for a week, but we're back to summer now, looks like.
Oh, yes. That's right. We've got all this crazy weather. That's right. It's going to continue, you know, for about 10 years like that.
Is that right?
Yes. All.
But the summers are going to continue to be cooler? Or?
No, all the weather is going to become really cool. That's the part of that geological revolution I've talked about, you know, with that Pluto moving in the Capricorn.
So it'll be like
you know, it's really interesting. We just went to one of my friends' art exhibition, actually. This Judith Muir, a brilliant woman, actually, you know. Mm-hmm. And she used to actually, she helped with the Miss Canada pageant for almost 25 years. But she has been doing this art, absolutely beautiful art, but she'd made these for the ecological aspect. And like, for example, she had a big leaf and a little butterfly going towards it, and it said, almost there.
Actually, nice.
It used to be an advertising, just two words. And one of them was such a beautiful one. It was a whale, and you could just see the fin wing it, and with all this splashing. And the background, you could see these rocks. These are made up of ice, but they look like almost like a stage. And it said the last performance, final performance.
Final performance.
Just
two
words. A final performance. I thought it was so beautiful, you know.
Beautiful. You know who's got talent for that is one of your own daughters.
Oh, yeah.
She's, I think, the next aspiring artist and poet, for sure.
Thank you.
So let's start.
Last time we did something about the 12 needs, about the movies also, how it's reflecting that. That was a really interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. Let me just first give out some numbers here for our listeners in case somebody wants to give us a call.
I wonder if people know that they can also call in.
Yeah, this is why I said I'm going to give out some phone numbers for those who wish to give us a call. And if there's anybody in the USA, they can call 1-877-876-5227. And there's also another toll-free number for USA and Canada. It's 1-888-815-9756. And then, of course, there's a local number for people in the local area. They're at area code 530-876-3222. And we'll mention, we might as well mention your local number as well, Hassan, for those who don't want to give a call on the show but want to get in touch with you after the show. They can reach you at area code 416-497-9000. So, yes, we were talking a little bit about the 12 potential
needs.
I think.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And to lead a balanced life, of course, you need all the 12 needs, but... And people tend to just focus just on one area or two areas of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an answer to almost everything in life. As we said, for example, a depression thing, you do what the fire signs do. There's something to do, something to be proud of, something like philosophy and travel. Just those three things take you completely out of depression. You want to increase your sensitivity. The three things that we do, one of them is all the barbecues and the family reunions and the home and you know, and even the cooking, for example, all these things, they increase your sensitivity when you're around children.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is when you go to cemetery, when you think of life and death situations. And the third thing is when you're near the ocean, near the water, and see the seagulls and the sea things, or you increase your empathy and compassion.
Right.
Same thing, like, and they're all just based on the sun signs, and the signs of the zodiac, I should say.
Right.
You want to increase your practicality to make it productive. Like, for example, you do the things of Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn themes, and which are, for example, anything which gives you the stability when you go to an antique shop, the old thing, old museum, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, puts you back in touch with your culture, with the ancient things, or even ancient ruins sometimes. You go to pyramids, for example. It adds to that long-term stability. And then the Virgo part is more for, you know, when you are... Any sort of service-oriented theme that you're doing. And also, like, whenever you help other people, that brings out the Virgo side of you. Or every time you organize and clean and just having an organizing thing, it adds to that stability. And the third thing is the long-term achievement. Similar thing if you want to add more objectivity in your chart. And so we do things like Gemini, Aquarius, and Libra themes, which is
right.
to add a sense of humor. You go to a bookstore, for example, or watch any comedy shows or anything which increases your sense of humor. The cooperation of fashion magazine, just those little things.
Mm-hmm.
And also when you do something which is very innovative type, like Apple iPod, for example, just you get an iPod, iPhone, or any of these space age type of movies, or even getting the internet, for example, where you break from that past also. So all
mm-hmm.
these 12 needs, and we were talking about how these also reflect in the movies. And the first one was the action movies. And every time you watch the action movies, it brings out that theme as well,
right.
that Aries theme. And you said about Indiana Jones in that one, and any of these type movies like that. Then you have that History Channel, which is more like a Taurus theme, and the old-fashioned romance, for example.
Right.
The third one was for comedies, things that require the intellectual simulation, or any of these, even the Bob Hope type, for example. And the fourth one, which was a Cancer theme, which had to do with the family and the home, and those, of course, would be the Disney Channel.
Right.
And the Family Channel, and the Santa movies, and the fifth one was a very, very important aspect for anyone who wants to become famous in life. I mean, everybody has that somewhere in their chart, the fame element, somewhere where they can be so proud of, or they feel they are one of the best in the world. And it can be in any area of your life where you get that high. That's
mm-hmm.
when you get these heroic movies, for example. Or if you watch Cirque du Soleil, you may not be a gymnast, and every time you watch that performance, it takes you somewhere else.
You know
and,
what?
Like, for
so
example,
true.
You know, this lady, you know, she made a painting. It was a butterfly with all these beautiful regal colors. It was, and the butterfly was monarch. And it said monarch's regency, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so interesting. Like her whole kingdom. Like the monarch, you know, that butterfly kingdom was, of course,
mm-hmm.
these flowers.
Right.
To show these flowers in regal colors and the monarch butterfly there. Like monarch's kingdom.
Yes.
So interesting, you know. That is that heroic aspect. That's a fifth need, the Leo need that we have now.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I just wanted to make a comment on the, like you were saying about the Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
My brother actually just went, day before yesterday, went with his wife and I think his son and
to Vegas?
Girlfriend. It's in Niagara Falls, actually. They have in Niagara, the Cirque du Soleil. He said it was the most unbelievable show he has seen.
I know.
And in reference to, like you said, how it makes you feel, you can really feel the...
High, yes.
Yeah, he said that his stepson was a completely different person throughout the whole program. He said he just enjoyed it so much that he changed like to a completely different person just from the show.
Exactly, that's exactly. Yeah, this need, anytime you take a limo, for example, for different people, they see there are 12 different variations of each one of these themes.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it's their personality. Like in Marilyn Monroe's case, it was her personality. She was like just a normal person till she became like a goddess, like when she used to, you know, dress up and all that, and the makeup and all that in front of cameras.
Mm-hmm.
She was absolutely fantastic. Or if it's in the third house, for example, it has to do with communication.
Right.
We have anything within gold, for example, like a gold pen. That completely changes that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the heroic performances and all that, those type of thing. Then you have the number 16 with the Virgo theme, where you have like a Cinderella. Cinderella type and secretary and the boss type of movies that we have. And the seventh one was a love one. And this is like romantic movies, love stories, for example.
Okay.
And the eighth one was a Scorpio theme, like the life death situations and all. And FBI, sometimes these horror movies, thrillers.
No, CSI,
Actually, yesterday we saw a movie, I'm trying to remember. It's almost like one of these Indian movies, you know, but they have so much of a religious theme, but they also have like a thriller theme. So I was telling
they do.
My daughter that she called it a religious thriller.
I actually enjoy the Bollywood movies.
Like a religious thriller. And then you have, of course, we have the Ten Commandments also. That's also religious. I mean,
right.
The ninth theme is the religious theme, the spiritual theme. Religious and spiritual. Ben-Hur, for example, Ten Commandments. And
mm-hmm.
Wasn't that the one, the untold story or something? But the Ten Commandments, I think, was really interesting.
Yeah, Ten Commandments is definitely one, for sure.
Yeah. And then number 10 was more for documentaries of success, for example, and the business-related.
Like a document on Donald Trump or Bill Gates.
Yes, that's right,
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
And long-term achievement and that aspect. and number and how they, for example, Operation Nelson, for example, or the Industrial Revolution, if you're talking about, for example. And the 11th one, which is the Aquarius theme, is the Star Trek one, or Back to Future, for example. And it says Space Age about it, or Internet type of theme. And the number 12 theme, which is the last theme that of the empathy and compassion, etc., was when you watch tragedies. But tragedies have a Piscean Scorpio theme. The Scorpio is a life and death, and Pisces is a spiritual aspect of it. And so inspirational type, like Romeo and Juliet, for example, mm-hmm. that would be more of a Piscean theme. And just by watching it, whether you actually do something or just watch a movie, it's a very similar theme.
Mm-hmm.
Like a vicarious experience. Completely offsets the negative theme. So the best way of offsetting the negative themes, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But
and the thing is with it that we are born with all the 12 themes in our chart somewhere.
Right.
If you all have Leo somewhere, like people when they want to understand, for example, where they want to become famous, for example, which area would be the best for them, we just look at the Leo theme.
Mm-hmm.
And that, wherever it is, it'll be your best asset if it's in your personality. If it's in the first house, then you have to look your best, for example. And just by changing the clothes and all these things, how you look, for example, can make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like Marilyn Monroe's case, it was just her personality. Even though she was quite a good actress and everything, but just the fact, like she was the most photographed woman in the world.
Right.
That's a Leo theme. For some people, it's her spouse and... So in a chart, when we look at that, and now, as you know, we're developing this new website where you'll be able to put your date of birth and instantly see all these four colors, your whole
mm-hmm.
chart in that. And that group
with the aspects.
Of those. That's right, yeah. That's also, and within that chart, for example, how many fire signs you have, basically just fire, earth, air, and water, just those four elements.
Mm-hmm.
So just by that, you can tell so much. And the different combinations that I want to just say, like Obama has, for example, he has Mercury in Leo. He's got Leo planets, and he's got Venus in Cancer. So when you take the combinations together, it's a very nurturing, but also very inspirational, motivational chart as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's really interesting that I was saying that, you know, that you'll have to be careful for any of the assassination threats and all that's very
and
real to the
I'm
going
to stop you in your tracks if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that they just announced something, right? You just read something that they said he has to be careful, he has danger?
I didn't see that one, no, but I've just said, no, there definitely is till next summer. But somebody did write about it, apparently, some journalist, something, some in Britain, but also when Hillary, when she said in June, you know, there was an assassination thing.
Right. No, but the day before, interestingly enough, the day before yesterday, I read, I did read an article that said that Obama has more security than any other Democratic candidate.
Really? He certainly needs it.
Yeah, and that they said that he does have some danger. He has to watch out. He has some danger that he has to be careful of or something. So there was just, like I said, an article very similar to what you had predicted.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
But about next summer, he definitely has to be very, very careful, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's so many advocates. But it's really interesting how the people like Lieberman and all that, I mean, these are the people who are the biggest fraud. You know, they're the ones who have really destroyed so much, you know, like they're the cause of those 1 million people being killed in Iraq, all these
mm-hmm.
children, all that, around that. They're the ones who start the, he and McCain, they're the ones who start the whole Senate thing. And, they're thinking of getting him as a vice president. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
If Hillary becomes the vice president, then Obama's life is definitely in danger.
Right.
Sure.
But no, I was saying, I read something also about, not just Lieberman, I agree with about that, but I also read something about Cheney, how they were saying that he was also one of the dangerous, the kind of behind the
well,
scenes,
the whole
like, NORAD, not in the,
right,
not in the news as much, but he's
took
one
the NORAD,
that you have to be careful of.
And all the generals
of,
had no authority, no authority to ask, like he asked Iran to take away the authority, and he was the one who was controlling the NORAD.
Right.
And he actually asked NORAD, and he asked him to stand down. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole nation is just sleeping, it seems.
Yeah.
That's so strange. This is that way that evil genius also comes in. He's got that Mercury-Pluto aspect and Mercury in Aquarius. Where they can do, they can do the damage and they cannot undo
it.
The damage, I mean.
Yeah. So, but next week, I guess, should be an interesting week for Barack Obama. Because at
the
beginning of June there.
Oh, announced probably. Probably the first week of June is, he's got all the plans coming up, actually.
Mm-hmm.
All the lining up, so I have a feeling that by next week, the first week of June is when they'll decide. Yeah, but that he'll be the nominee for sure.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be around the 3rd or the 4th. That's when the main
primary.
And
then they'll start pushing for Hillary as a VP.
Mm-hmm.
Try to pull all kinds of strings and sponsors and all that. Many of these sponsors wouldn't. It's amazing. Like, nobody cares for America's interests, and other nations get in. I said, that's more important than Americans.
Yeah. Well, I just personally, my own personal opinion, I just don't think enough people are really educated enough about the politics and about, like, everybody knows about certain problems. They know that the gas,
you know,
Michael, the oil prices have gone
that,
up.
You know, if they,
and,
if they had a fair,
you know, they know their own personal problems,
landslide.
But they don't know the whole scope.
No, but the thing also, the media, of course, is controlled by just a few people, and they just keep on putting their own polls and all that. So what's really going on, we hardly ever know about that.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But that's why the internet is such a fantastic thing. And we had predicted that in 1986, that there'd be mass communication from November 1995, and we had no idea at that time. Like I said at that time, for example, with Putin moving into Sagittarius, that'd be the end of communism and all this aspect will be the even end of apartheid and all that, but there'll be mass communication starting, and the mass education, etc., which was Pluto and Sagittarius, which is continuing till November 2008. After November 2008, there will be a slight backlash, you know, all this the religion thing, religious extremism and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And when they talk about Christian Zionism and all that, all this people, all that extreme part and Pat rather, all this part is finishing by November 2008.
Okay.
Then it goes into Capricorn. The only negative aspect about that is everything becomes like an institution, even marriage itself, like a business institution. But it does. It will definitely decentralize the whole government. And we have a lot of hope from internet, and they'll try their best to stop it, so they won't be able to do it. But you see, as far as I'm concerned, I have seen that all the peace treaties, now they should make it now. Because let's say 10 years, or let's say 20 years, whatever you want, take even 20 years, everybody's going to have nuclear weapons.
Right.
They'll be able to blow anybody up. So instead of creating all this animosity and all this hatred, they need to rectify all the damage from now.
That's true.
You mentioned that to me, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is where the movies also come in. And unfortunately, Los Angeles has just become, it's like a propaganda machine. And some of the most creative people actually will be coming from Canada, rather
really?
Than Los Angeles, actually. Yeah.
Hmm.
And if you take the whole, you know, if you take the whole map of the USA, it's really interesting. In the map of the USA, and if you just superimpose, the chart of America on it,
right.
And the New York is exactly where the Twin Towers comes in, the Gemini theme comes in. Leo comes exactly where Toronto and Montreal are. So that's where the real film industry is going to be.
Interesting.
And Scorpio Sagittarius comes up in California, and that becomes exactly all this, like a spokespeople for the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
They had their office there apparently. They tried to have this liaison with them and all that. But this is what Barack is going to be changing a lot. We know definitely that they want him, but it's just all the corporations and the military machine, the oil thing, all that. Just see. How they'd be able to stop. Now, what's interesting, if you see JFK's, when he was assassinated, that they gave the instruction to one of those FBI person, the security person who was looking after him, to actually go away from him.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how they cleared that whole thing. Is such an amazing thing. And, of course, you know, I was looking at Johnson's chart, and I'm quite positive that he was involved with that. He was definitely part of that, because he was part of the 12th house for JFK, which is like the worst enemies. It's really interesting. At some point, I'd like to start talking about different conspiracies also and what we think happened in that.
Well, actually, yeah, we did mention a little bit on our last program about the John Bonnet, the little young girl there, John Bonnet Bennett.
Yes.
But just getting back in reference to the JFK and Robert Kennedy, there was apparently there was a comment made by Hillary Clinton last week. I didn't get a chance to read the full article.
That's what she's waiting for.
But I didn't understand it. I didn't, like I said, I read it real quickly, and I didn't understand what was it that she said.
That, for example,
that was
waiting
offensive.
For in case he's assassinated, for example, then she'll be the nominee. Like, you never know what's going to happen. For example, like Robert Kennedy was assassinated in June.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real stupid comment to make, but she's made that more than once, not just because of fatigue. She's made it at least 2-3 times before she said exactly the same thing.
Right.
But by the first week, it'll be decided anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be definitely, there won't be any question after that.
Yeah.
I personally don't think so. And his Saturn Moon aspect is finishing, also all the disappointment that's finishing. Then he'll be able to really focus on the cane and all that.
Mm-hmm.
After that,
so how about astrologically, let's look at Ted Kennedy. Apparently, he's had some problems. And I remember you telling me about, maybe a month or two ago, that you've seen or you've foreseen that he was going to be having some health issues.
Yes.
And now we've just recently read about his unfortunate diagnosis of cancer there.
See, till about June, July is the danger aspect after Astrogate finishes. He's got that Saturn Neptune also, you know, that whole age group is going through that very insecure period also, very strange aspect. He's quite a brilliant person, actually. He's got Mercury in Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
And quite humanitarian, actually. I mean, he really touched the life of a lot of people. Like 45 years or so in the Senate. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And
but how do his planets look as far as his coming out of this problem, health problem? Does it look like
after June, July? I mean, it's a difficult one that he has. They've given him, I think, 1 year or something like that. I mean,
well, I read
something. I don't believe in that. Also, when they say 1 year or 2 years, for example, it's really. I mean,
yeah, it's very contradicting because in one report I seen something about 5 years, and another report they said that depending the seriousness of it and how advanced it is.
Yeah.
That some people could go within less than a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find that people who are real geniuses, and he has that Mercury in Aquarius like Mozart and Apple Steve Jobs of computers, they are near the myelin sheath. I find they have this erratic, brilliant aspect, and they are very susceptible to any Parkinson's disease or MS, for example, any of these nerve-related problems quite often, actually.
Mm-hmm.
In his case, he also has that Venus in Aries, so there's a slight sugar aspect also, but I have seen that it has to do with the parasitic nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
If I was giving him advice, I was telling him to start getting some good shiatsu massage in the neck area.
It's
amazing, this whole parasympathetic nervous system, how it can be. But I'll do a little bit more analysis also later on,
mm-hmm.
on that aspect. And if people want to write to us, by the way, you know, they can always write to us at stargaze@astrotrends.net. And if you had any questions, all that too. I got a lot of questions last time, actually, but I'm going to be discussing that later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our matchmaking thing, Michael, that is, how do you like our new, the grid that I've made?
It looks excellent. The thing that I like most about it is it's so simple to understand. And like a lot of these new websites, or any website, never mind just new ones, but a lot of them are they're so complicated that you almost get sick and tired of being on it. You just don't want to look any further.
Yeah.
What I like what you've done is that you don't need a degree to learn how to
you just go over it and instantly just tells you the answers.
Yeah, like I said, especially when you mouse over the aspects and you have that little definition there and talks a little bit about the aspects.
And can not only tell for other people what's happening, but for themselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that part becomes very important. Like, for example, you put your date of birth and instantly for that day what's happening to you right away.
Yeah.
I think
we have a caller trying to come through.
Okay.
Is there a caller there with us?
Yes, hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. This is Jim from Fort Lauderdale.
Hello, Jim in Lauderdale. How are you?
Good, good. Hi, Hassan.
How are you?
Hi.
I've just had a couple
comments about, you were talking about JFK.
Yeah.
I saw a video on YouTube a couple months ago. And before he was assassinated, his limousine was going to turn into the parade square or whatever.
Yeah.
And they showed a video. They didn't have sound, but it showed like two of his security guards were told to stand down.
Right. Can you imagine? They usually
ride. They had these little foot stands on the back bumper.
On the back, that's right.
And they were just like, they were told to get off, and they're like, what? You could just see their hands going up.
That's right.
And everything,
exactly.
And they're like waving their arms. They couldn't believe it. And another thing is, sometimes the New World Order makes mistakes, who carried out this assassin coup d'etat. In Australia, New Zealand, they didn't account for the time difference. So it was already in the papers that Lee Harvey Oswald did it 12 hours before the incident even happened.
Wow.
So they made a mistake.
That I do recall reading, yes.
So,
yeah, I believe that, yeah. Just like the BBC also been announcing that this building collapsed in 9/11, and it hadn't yet.
Building 7, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Building 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
many conspiracy theories, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. So I guess this is the year where a lot of it, a lot of these stuff gets exposed because we're in a number one year in the numerology.
It will be exposed. Also, you see, as Putin's moving into Capricorn now, it's just like a decentralization of the government. And from here onwards, and the loss from 1995 till November 2008 was the biggest revolution in mass communication. That was that Internet and Pluto being in Sagittarius. And they would try to censor it as much as possible. After November 2008, they will not be able to do that anymore. So that's that Pluto and Sagittarius, and I do feel that's why the internet has been the main thing for us, that and YouTube, and they've really helped us, you know, understand a lot. A lot of things which were not available before, they are available to us now.
And getting information out to the masses, definitely.
Yes.
You just made a comment, Jim, that was interesting. You said about the numerology being a number one or something.
Yes.
Yes. The only problem is with numerology, I find there are certain numbers, they really do work, but not all of them. Like, for example, I find the number 8, number 7, number 5, number 9 being very significant. The only thing is that at the time of Pythagoras, you know, we have like 13 days difference. So one of the things I've told people, that when you analyze your own date of birth, subtract 13 days from that and just check that also. A lot of people, there was a really good numerologist friend of mine also, and he found it was exactly the same. Like he always used to feel that he was like number 4, and yet he was getting a totally different number. But when we did, when you subtract this 13, just to coincide with the original case of the thing, it was so interesting. In Arabic, they have very different values for each letter, actually, the way they do it. It has to do with phonemes, actually. This was done like 600 years ago with Imam Jafar. He's the one who did that.
Yes. Would you be able to give my son a quick reading? I don't know if I ever had his chart looked at.
Sure. What's your birth date?
His birth date is December 1st, 2000.
December.
And he's born in Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
Margate, Florida at 2:06 a.m.
I see. This is your son?
Yes.
I see. Congratulations.
Logan, yeah.
What is his name?
Logan.
Logan. I see. Okay. Let me have a quick look here. I'm looking at his chart. He has Venus and Capricorn, Mercury and Scorpio. Very intense, very deep. He'll be a bit quiet type, actually. I don't think. Is he rather quiet?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be quite stubborn, but very predictable. Actually, but very much in control. Even though he's a Sagittarius, he's like Bruce Lee. He has Mercury and Scorpio, and he has Venus and Capricorn. Very deep feelings. He would like older girls. Actually, his chart shows the mother being a bit like an erratic type of person, or some sudden obsession. Are you all together still?
No.
Yeah, his chart shows a lot of upheavals right after he was born, actually. Hmm. There's that moon, Uranus, and Aquarius. His mother must be quite bright, but she must have had a real erratic side to her, I guess, yeah?
A little bit, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very visual person, but he might have a tendency towards either spelling things backwards or left-handed aspect, for example.
Yes, he does. Yeah, very right brain, and he's been mixing up the letters. But I don't think he's dyslexic. We were getting him extra help, and he's doing much better now.
No, but it's not a problem at all. It just gives an intense, a lot of focus and deep aspect. But don't rush him.
Yes.
The type of intelligence that he has, they don't have any test for that. It's like the emotional quotient, as they say. He's a fantastic problem solver, but very deep type of thinker. He's got Mercury and Scorpio, extremely focused, and his aspect to Saturn also. And that's what gives him the focus and ability to finish what he starts. But he also has Mercury-Jupiter aspect, which makes a person much more philosophical and deeply spiritual. And the computers, or iMac, for example, I would suggest iMac as opposed to PC for him, because he's very structured. And also, he needs to laugh more. He's got, even though he's quite young right now, over there, Venus in Capricorn, he's got very mature feelings, actually. What's your birthday, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Well, what's your birthday?
June 8th, 1965.
Let me just have a quick, I just want to see where you inherited some of the things from. I'm sorry, June the 8th, you said?
Yes, 1965.
See, here's that, almost like that Scorpio that comes up, like you're number 8. That has that Scorpio aspect about it. Anytime, like you have a bit of a radical mind. You have Mars, Pluto, Uranus all together in the sign of Virgo. In fact, you've got to be very careful of freak actions, the head and spine. So any of these conspiracies, you know, I guess you'll have to be a bit careful of that. Your chart reminds me of somebody who works for the Pentagon but cannot disclose the secret. Like that, you know. Jean-Paul Sartre, you're exceptionally bright. You have Mercury-Jupiter conjunction, and your son has Mercury-Jupiter opposition. Except you are a multitasking person while he's not. You do have a Mercury-Saturn aspect as well, by the way, so you're able to finish what you start also. Like, you get bored, but you still have the ability. But except that there's a real edge. Like, you have to be careful that you don't go on the wrong path first, and then you come to the right path.
Okay.
Because that Pluto-Mercury aspect indicates when there's some major upheavals in a person's life, and which completely, like, change your whole thinking. So I guess but now in terms of love matters, relationships, you're a very normal person. You're like Barack Obama, actually. You have Venus in Cancer. You're very sensitive. And when you love good food, in fact, that's one thing which really nurtures you. You know, you go to a nice restaurant, for example, or a good food, or if you get time, if you want to cook yourself from time to time, it'll really, really heal, because you're a very fast thinker. You're a very fast thinker. But that Cancer aspect, the Venus in Cancer, this is the one which gives the norm, the part of the emotional security. You know, how's your son with you?
We get along very well. He's right into music now. He's very right brain.
Fantastic. And excellent. Because you're quite talented yourself. And except that, as I said, you're actually quite health conscious also. The only thing you've got to be careful of any freak accidents, even though you have very fast reflexes. You might have problems also finding the right shoes, I guess, yeah?
The right what?
Shoes. Difficulty in finding the right shoes, I guess, yeah? Like, and find the shoes either flat foot or wide or something with the shoes.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, you're right on about the food and the health and
Do you have a problem with a flat foot, or your feet are wide? Do you have a problem finding proper shoes?
No, not so much. Never.
It normally gives a circulation thing. See, with that surrounding in the sign of Pisces. I'm not sure which house it is in. What do you do, by the way?
I'm self-employed. I trade the currency market.
Oh yeah. That's why your chart shows. You see, there's a bit of a neurotic aspect in your chart. Neurotic in the sense that you probably won't, nothing will happen to you, but you'll drive others crazy, probably. But I was saying to have a slightly slower, like you have a very fast way of thinking, but your chart shows a lot of upheavals. And these upheavals are all kinds of world things that are going on. Whether it's the forex exchange or the market itself going up and down, because that Pluto-Mercury indicates that you must have lost a lot of money too.
Yeah, you were right about, you said my timing's a little bit off, and someone else told me that
and you're very analytical, and you have very correct analysis. It's just that you wait on it too long. By the time the whole market changes.
Yes, you can't do that. I know that to be a problem, but someone else gave me a reading, and she said, just don't do anything till the end of the year, because you'll lose your shirt. I have some karmic debt I have to pay back because of whatever was in my house. I can't remember all the...
No, it's not the karmic part, but later on this year, you've got some fantastic aspects, like about July, August, September, October, right about November. You'll become like a successful gambler. Except late this year till next summer, you also have Saturn touching off that Mars, which physically affects the heart. It's the timing of the heart, like arrhythmia. So you have to avoid crisis situations. And I think you should also get into some other renovation of property, for example, on the side that you do, besides the currency. Like something a bit more sure, not up to the whims of the market, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You do need really to stabilize yourself a little bit more.
Yes. Anything relationship-wise developing?
The what?
Anything relationship-wise developing that you see?
You're going for a complete change in your attitude towards love matters, relationship, everything. This is a very lucky year for you to meet the right person, except that you also have this testing period where you meet the person, but the person is married, for example. Or as long as the person is not from a different culture, different religion, like a black and white type relationship. Because you are not a fling person. You get emotionally attached, and even though you are so objective, but in love matters, your emotions are just like water. Once your emotions get involved, all your consciousness goes completely out the window, and you almost become that person. By the way, just out of curiosity, what was your wife's birth date?
My wife's birthday? Her birthday is tomorrow. So what's tomorrow, the 26th?
26th, yes.
May
26, 1972.
Yeah, she's a rat.
You say it with so much meaning.
Well,
you've got that sarcastic wit.
Yeah, that Spanish blood boils pretty quick.
I see. Yeah.
She's born in Caracas.
Well, she has Venus in Cancer too. So you see the thing. What happens in this case? Intellectually, actually, this is not a bad relationship. Like, there's a nice wisdom element about her, for sure.
Yes.
She's definitely more normal than you, intellectually speaking.
I won't argue with you.
You remind me of Tom Cruise, by the way.
Who, me?
Yes.
I hate Scientology. That's a cult.
He has a Mercury-Pluto square and Mercury in Gemini like you, so he goes about a tangent from time to time. But so in terms of communication, like Jean-Paul Sartre was born with that. But she is not into all kinds of theories. She's a very practical, very down-to-earth person. And but she's actually a very loving, affectionate person as well. But what happened is, see, Pluto has been touching off both your Venuses and Mars. It's like when two people are trying to force a relationship, even death can occur. It's once in a lifetime that you both are going through a complete change. She's definitely, she's not a fling person either. She went through, so, I mean, there are some difficult aspects she went through. She'll be going through a complete change in her attitude toward health also the next 3-4 years.
What were the changes now?
She'll be going through a lot of changes towards health. Like, she has to be careful of acidity in her stomach, for example. And she also likes good food. In fact, all the baking and all that type of thing. When I look at each other, there's a certain nurturing element about her. But she also gets this depression, like these dark moods.
Yes, you're so right on.
Yeah, 2006 and 7 was very difficult for her. She became very anemic at that time.
Age 6 and 7?
Yeah, 2006 and 7 was very difficult for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. When did you separate, actually? About 2004 and 5? Or?
I'm sorry?
When did you actually separate?
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago.
I see, yeah.
Yeah. So.
But how were you to begin with? Like, what were the major differences you felt?
At the end, it was just different, you know, outlooks in life and.
The outlook was different, but there was there's that bond there between the two of you, I guess, yeah?
There probably was, but I guess we just drifted apart. I guess when I talk to other parents, I guess.
Yeah.
When the kid turns 5 or goes into school, it seems like, okay, I guess it's time. It just kind of like sends a signal that you're both like, okay, let's, you know, it's not working out.
But
let's,
she was a nurturing person, though, yeah?
I'm sorry?
She was quite a nurturing person, though, yeah?
Yes, she was. She had some trouble with her childhood and stuff, so.
Yeah. But you see, the thing, she's born with this wisdom element, and you always have to pay a price for it.
Okay.
You're actually born with a negative aspect of it, that Pluto-Mercury, so you've got to be very careful that you can say something and somehow you cannot undo the damage anymore.
Yes.
Like, you're a very good troubleshooter.
Yes.
And you're very analytical, you're a totally multitasking person. She's not. She is, she likes to finish one thing, and she's not an intellectual person like you are.
Okay.
But there definitely is a very down-to-earth type of aspect about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very limbic chart, actually, quite hormonal, much more, you know.
Yeah, I just think it was communication, different outlooks in life.
Yeah.
She was more family.
That, yeah, that part was different, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was, I'm glad we have a son. I never planned to have kids. You know, there's good things that come out of it. We're still friends. But,
yeah, that's good. But in the long run, you'll see she's actually quite a dependable person.
Yes.
Yeah. And all, as a mother, you don't have to worry about anything.
Yes.
Like, she's very nurturing. And that's exactly, I mean, the son, to me, that that's the whole life, and I'm so happy that you do have a son.
Yes.
It means a lot, yeah. See, that's where you're intellectually, you are wrong, but emotionally, you are correct in your thinking. And that's why when you had the child, you'd be such a good father for that, you know. Like, you had that yearning, that need for emotional security is so strong. But the thing is, see, when you go into Forex and all this market, etc., you're doing something which is purely like a man-made thing.
What would you recommend, like something more conservative?
A little bit like you have, like when you do something on the internet, for example, you have a fantastic marketing mind.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be brilliant when it comes to marketing.
Okay.
And you mentioned real estate, Hassan.
The real estate part, I was saying more for not as a selling. You get bored. But when you take an older place and have it completely renovated, for example, and there's that moon in Libra, which has the beautification of the environment. But when you destroy something to recreate, to build higher, that part is a very important aspect in you. And that'll give you a constructive outlet. Because you also like the power of the mind and all these type of things, you know. The only thing you've got to be careful is you don't get any messiah complex, and then you don't go for a tangent. Like all the karma and all this aspect, I mean, it's fine, but you people can really go for a tangent. There are many gurus who are total charlatans. So you've got to take that into consideration.
Okay.
But you'd be very good for anything where there's a health orientation as well. Because your generation, you were born smack in the middle of that generation, is supposed to completely change people's attitude towards health.
Yes.
So it will come in your chart. In fact, later on this year, you have a very lucky team. Even when you join a health club and all that, no? Because I think in your case, I don't think you get enough sleep. You have very high intellect, but you're constantly thinking. And you have a high, like you need to almost like slow, have complete like mental relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Because health-wise, it's your nervous system which is very, very active.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a physical thing. Mm-hmm. You find that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
but
you're right.
But don't get in touch. You have my number. You know, the stargaze@astrotrends.net, and you can write to me. And maybe what you can do is you can send me your time of birth. Also, I'll have a look at it and I'll let you know.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Or if you just call me at 416-497-9000, we'll call you right back, and I'll have a more concrete look at the chart, because it's an interesting chart. It interests me. It's a complex chart. It's not an easy chart.
Yeah.
A normal person cannot do your chart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
That's Pluto Mercury thing especially.
Yeah. Well, that's so interesting. Well, it's nice talking to you guys, and I appreciate you giving me so much information and very fascinating.
I hope you enjoy our show.
Yes, I enjoy your show, and I'll tell everybody.
We'll definitely be dealing with all this conspiracy, because your chart is perfect for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an information junkie. I just, I just look for the truth and try to wake people up.
In fact, that
up.
Is part of your frustration when you find that people. That's why even with the church, for example, you may have had some differences because you felt that they were misleading you. But you know, it's nice from time to time just to go to a place of worship just because it brings the beggar and the king together. And that's what I mean by you need that normalcy. Like in your case, you're too intellectual. And if you'll try to understand God, and if you can understand God, then that's not God. It's beyond our comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes just with your son, just go to maybe Ukrainian church where you don't understand the language.
Mm-hmm.
Just put everything in the right perspective, you know, just to be in a place of worship. It's such a nice feeling.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'll keep
well,
listening.
Well, thank you very much for your call, and we thank you for listening. And like Hassan said, we'll be having a lot more... quite a few more interesting programs where we're touching on conspiracy theories and so on, so I'm sure you'll be intrigued by those.
Yeah, yeah. So is anything going to happen now that Mercury's in retrograde or anything? Anything I should be aware of?
Well, it's very good for research. The Mercury retrograde is excellent for research, and it's just that we've got to be careful when you buy new gadgets and all that, then you've got to be a bit more careful, or many of these strikes do not work out under transit. People become more forgetful. Keys getting lost. Like this, I remember I was in Niagara Falls, and it was this couple who seemed very distraught, young couple actually, and I thought, what's happening? The car was running, and they'd left the key inside.
Oh, really?
And they were on their honeymoon.
Okay.
It was so interesting.
Guess they had other things in mind for that night.
Yeah, and I had my newsletter with me, and I showed them this exactly what I'd written about. Just make sure your car's not running.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch, Hassan.
Thanks again, Jim. Yeah, like
you.
Hassan said, you can send them an email at stargaze@astrotrends.net.
Thank you so much. I will do.
Thank you, Jim.
Good night now.
Thanks. Take care. All the best.
Very nice chart.
Yeah, very. Seems like a very nice person. Very nice name.
And in fact, he appears more normal than I think he is. You see, the thing is that people have Mercury Pluto aspect because they're powerful mind. He's got Mercury's Uranus square, which is like a real... on one side, it's like an erratic genius aspect, like Tesla's chart. His chart is very much like Tesla, actually.
Really?
I forgot before, but if you're listening, I'll... you know, Nikola Tesla, who did about this earthquake machine and the free energy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And on the last day, he gave it to the Pentagon, this general. He called them up, he gave them, and they had sealed it for over 100 years. Like all the things that he wrote about, all this tampering of the clouds, of the meteorology and all that. It's all Tesla's work.
Yeah, and they didn't make any of it.
And he started like that. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
See, on one side, he has a Saturn-Mercury aspect, which is, you know, and his son has a Saturn-Mercury opposition, and he has a Saturn-Mercury square. So it's really interesting. It's a pure genetic aspect. Like, but people who have Mercury in Gemini, it's a very bright sign. They need the discipline of that Saturn to make them like a real genius. And whereas in his son's case, he has a very sort of a pondering type of mind, but it's a very deep, there's a wisdom aspect in his son's chart, where in Jim's chart, he's more intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
But in love matters, see, and this is where the compatibility, I was saying that there's a bond there, definitely, in terms of love matters and relationships between him and his wife also.
Yeah, it was interesting. They seemed to be quite, astrologically anyway, quite compatible.
But in love matters, there's a definite bond in both, like, the home and the children and the family values, etc. But intellectually, they were very different, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very predictable type of person. And sometimes I think we just... But the Mercury-Pluto trine that she's born with, except she didn't understand, there's no way to make her understand that there's wisdom. Like, both you and I are born with that Mercury-Pluto trine.
Right.
And but luckily, you know, upbringing and all that with the parents and all that was making, I think it does make a big difference, you know.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, it's good, though,
that the parents that we have,
Absolutely.
That certainly makes a difference, yeah. So we'll be launching our matchmaking very soon, Michael.
Yes, we'll be able to at least
about,
tell
about
people
the next 2-3 months, I think.
In the very near future, yeah, we'll be able to at
yes.
least give them the website so that they can go on. And this way, I think we'll generate, I mean, all the good that's going to come from this is going to generate so much interest in the masses and the people. They're going to be
right,
so
yeah.
happy with
and
what
I'm,
we're
I'm
going
to have. The, I mean, we already have the reports, you know, the 12-month forecast we have, which gives all people all their timing, etc. But the Friends and Patrons report, that's also we have. And we're going to be having very soon our Astro Kid report, or Child Star report for children to see what's the best talent. You know, actually,
yeah, the one, I think the one with, like we were talking a while back there, right at birth. I think for every parent, I can't think of any parent that wouldn't want to have a chart of their child when they're first born, giving them some guidance in what to expect and what they should do to properly bring out the you know the talents in their children.
That's
you
right,
know?
Yeah. By the way, the signs of Virgo, Capricorn, actually Virgo, Pisces, those two signs are getting aspects from actually Gemini, Sagittarius also from Saturn. This is like a major 7-year period for them.
Yeah.
And by end of this year, they need to establish for themselves what they want to do for the next 7 years. For some people, it will continue until about next summer, but especially this year. But because
right.
they'll encounter a lot of delays, they're just saying that it's not a reward period. They should just try to, you know, establish all the foundation for the next 7 years. Whether it's the learning part, for example, for many people that will be moving from the houses, for example, or getting in relationships, for example, any new thing. But the delays that they encounter, you should just welcome those delays. Sometimes, you know, you keep on, like, for example, Jim is a perfect example. He'll take a computer, for example, and he'll keep on fixing it rather than getting just a brand new one. Now, he does, because he's fantastic in troubleshooting.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have these Heath kits, you know, where you build your own thing.
Yes.
But he's like, I mean, I'd love to get his time of birth also for that, too, since he didn't have too much time here. But people, you know, who take an idea and really do something very constructive with it, except he's not a worker.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really interesting to do that with the Mercury science. You know, I really get excited about charts, as you know.
Mm, absolutely.
And because it makes me realize, you know, how fantastic our Creator is. It's
mm-hmm.
such a, like, a spiritual experience for me.
And this is why I think we should encourage more people to call in as well, just because to help us along in the research, like people like Jim that can give us a little bit of insight in their own things, and then we can look at their charts and... And it helps out in the research.
Like as I said, it's very similar to Tom Cruise's chart.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm glad he doesn't care for science.
Yeah, I'm glad he made that comment. He doesn't like Scientology.
Yeah, I'm glad he does. And he'd be totally off. I think what also makes him more normal is his son. Actually, that really helps also, you know. Must be a good father also.
Okay.
So many things to do, Michael, that we are coming out with, but we are... We've got the basis of the whole astrology program, etc. It had to be our own program.
Yeah.
And now we'll be able to see, like, for example, whenever people go on the website, we'll be starting where they'd be able to put their own information and be able to put other people's information also. I think we have a caller there.
I think we have a caller coming through. Yeah, and we're going to have to make it a quick one
very
because
fast.
We're getting close to our time. Is someone there with us? Hello, caller?
Maybe just the time.
Actually, that might be just our time notice, yeah, because
that's
it is
right,
9
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, let's just sign out by telling our listeners that this Thursday we're going to be having our show as well on Station 2. It will be at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then we will be on again the following Sunday. So we encourage all our listeners to join us again this coming Thursday. And for those people who want to get a hold of Hassan before then, they can reach him at area code 416-497-9000, or you can send an email at stargaze@astrotrends.net.
Michael, one thing I forgot to mention, you know, that for these four...
So, sorry, what you were saying, son?
Yes, I'm just saying that for the people, especially for Virgo and Pisces, as they're getting some difficult aspect from Saturn. It's like a brand new 7-year cycle. Like in Jim's case, for example, this whole year, it's like a complete, continuous, like a Mercury retrograde.
Right.
You have all kinds of delays, but it's a test of organizing skills, but you also become more productive, more practical. You establish long-range plans. But Jupiter is also touching the sign of Virgo and Pisces. That's a very lucky theme. Like in his chart, he's got three planets in Virgo, which is all health-oriented things, and Jupiter is touching off his planets as well. They're both Saturn on one side. There's like an action configuration later on, but Jupiter touching it off, it makes a person much more, it's like a sudden burst of energy, and gives all kinds of opportunities from foreign countries, foreign lands, for travel, for buying or selling of cars, so the many. And quite often this happens in both types of things happening.
Yeah. Well, I think we have a caller. Let's see if we can get them through. Are you with us? Do we have a caller? Is there somebody online with us?
Well, Don put me online with you, but my name is Sherry Edwards, and I just have the next show coming on.
Oh, how are you, Sherry Edwards? Don, meet Sherry Edwards.
Hi, Sherry. Okay. Well, we leave the thing for you then.
We're just going to sign out, and like I said, I've given our number for Hassan if you want to reach.
Hello?
Sherry, what is your birthday?
So, Sherry, Hassan, why don't you, Sherry, do you...
Sherry, what's your birthday?
I've not been able to get in touch with my guests, so why don't you guys just go on?
Sure.
Why
don't we
get
a little bit of information
Sherry?
On you, Sherry?
Oh, I just do the Sound Health Radio Show, and I'm interested in astrology also. We've proven that astrology and the frequencies of the planets that come to Earth come in a regular cycle, and it affects health. For instance, in May 12th, it was the frequency coming to the planet that dealt with Epstein-Barr, and there's a lot of resurgence of Epstein-Barr.
What's your birthday, Sherry?
I really don't know anything about astrology or what's going on with that. But
What is your birthday?
6/29/47.
29th of June, 47?
Yes.
I see you've got a Mercury Saturn conjunction. I just can't look at the chart itself. Hey, you're going through a bit of a testing period in relationships later on this year. You've got a good memory, actually, very good memory. And the thing is, you see, like, what do you do, actually?
I run a research institute dealing with the use of frequency for healing.
I see, but when you say frequencies, I'm trying to understand, is it just the cycles of the planets, you mean, or... Like,
well,
you know,
it's done two ways. One, I can hear sounds from people from their ears, and Johns Hopkins University has tested that, and it's true.
I see.
And the other is that we use low-frequency analog sound, and we can reverse disease for people.
I see.
It's
very
been...
interesting, yeah.
Pardon?
No, it's interesting, yeah. You're better at the counseling, guiding, helping people from your chart, it seems.
It's very hard for me to hear you.
Yes, yeah. In fact, I have my other another theme coming up also. Michael, I've got to go.
Yes, okay.
And
so we should try to speak with Sherry again at another time. But
yes.
Again, for our listeners, you can try to tune into us on station.
Yeah. And we
should
best in your endeavors, Sherry.
Yeah.
And thanks, Michael.
Okay, thank you, Hassan.
The next Thursday will be up.
Okay. Have a great night.
Take care.
Oh, this is great. Hold on just a second. Hello?
Yes.